Joined now by Ryan Blaney, the driver of the number 12 Rev Group Ford for Team Penske. Congratulations on your run, Ryan.
Thanks.
Talk a little bit about how qualifying went for you and what you'll need to do on Sunday to be one step better.
I thought our car today was pretty decent, and I thought we found a little bit of speed for qualifying, which was nice. This has been a good track for us over the past handful of years, and hopefully we can just find a little bit more to end up in victory lane. It's going to be hard to beat that car who's been beating everybody this year, but we'll see if we can get a little bit better. But really proud of this team. They've been working their butts off to try to get us better and better each week and try to get up there where we can compete for wins on a regular basis. And I think we're getting closer. It's just a matter of closing that gap and trying to close one out.
All right, we'll open it up for questions. We'll start right in front with Jeff, and then we'll go back to Todd.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. Is it demoralizing at all to see Harvick do this week in and week out? I mean, it just seems like he has so much speed right now.
Yeah, they do. I wouldn't really say it's demoralizing. They put in a bunch of effort, and their cars are really fast. And, we have work to do to catch up, and it's not from a lack of effort on our side. You know, they're busting their tails, like I said, to try to get to where they are, you know, and try to compete with them, because, you know, it's no joke that he's head and shoulders better than everyone else right now. And that whole organization is really great right now, but that four car is super strong. And, it almost makes you kind of fight harder, you know, not only as a driver, but as a team as well. And especially, you know, when they're the same manufacturer as you. I think all the Fords are great right now, but they're a little bit ahead of everybody. So that's definitely made everyone really hungry to try to get to where he is. And as a driver, you want to kind of keep fighting to get better and better to try to get where he's at as well. So,
Todd Palmer, Kansas City Star. Is this one of the tracks that you feel most comfortable at and have maybe the best book on? Because I think you got four top tens in the last five, and you seem to qualify so well here.
Yeah, I think this is a really good track for our team. I've liked this track. I made my first Cup start here back in 2014, so it's been a really nice racetrack for me. I enjoy it. Big, fast, mile and a half, and really wide. You can kind of go any lane, and it's just kind of suited my driving style and how the team, you know, likes to come prepared to the race. So, and qualifying's been big here. You know, we were set on the pole for this race last year, and sitting on the front row again this year. It's nice to start up front, and our race cars seem to be pretty fast too. So, when we get going on Saturday night, so it's just something that I think meshes well between the racetrack and my team and myself, and we run well here, but we need to close one out. You know, we need to try to get in victory lane here, and I think we're close. We just need that a little bit more. Yep.
Any additional questions for Ryan? Jeff?
Ryan, you know, the penalty thing has been an ongoing issue. It seems like every Wednesday, no matter what happens on the track Sunday, you get to the middle of the week, and then we're all talking about penalties and stuff. Do you have a take at all on whether that should continue or if NASCAR should do anything about that or if there's a way to change all that?
You know, I think if you break the rules, you're going to get penalized. And the reason why they do it on Wednesdays is because it takes some time to get those cars back to the R&D center and inspect them, and then they figure out what they're going to do. So if I had to change anything about it, there's bigger news other than that, I feel like, personally, than penalties. I feel like whenever you're promoting penalties, it doesn't look good for anybody, not the team, not the sport. I think you can hand out penalties, and you need to, but just keep it under wraps. You know, just you don't have to make a big deal out of it. Just say, okay, you failed this, and whatever comes of it does. But I don't know. I think it gets blown out a lot, but that's just the way it is. And I do think there is a little bit more important things going on than always, you know, doing the penalty thing. But that's not my call.
All right, Ryan. Well, thank you. Good luck on Sunday in KC Masterpiece 400.